The plants growing in USU's aquaponics system are not getting nutrients from soil. Balls made from clay cover the surface of the grow boxes. And under the surface, water is flowing with nutrients that come from fish waste. Gary Stewartson, a Utah State University technology and engineering education professor, says bacteria flows with the water, breaking down the ammonia from the fish and turns it into nitrate for the plants, creating a small ecosystem.
The big push of aquaponics in the United States is that idea of urban farming, having your produce raised within miles of where it's going to be consumed.
Stewartson is growing tomatoes, lettuce, and peppers year-round, which could be necessary in the future. But for now, he says having fresh produce is in demand.
But literally, you could deliver to a restaurant basil, and just pull it right out. It still has the roots on it. Put a little bag around it and say, here, it's still growing. And the chef, you know, that's how fresh it would be.
Aquaponics is not a new technology, but Stewartson says the efficiency needs improvement. He says growing both plants and fish to eat could also help solve food problems in developing countries. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.